so glad you're here today. Cause tomorrow I might have to go.
One, two, three, like a bird I say. Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. I'm so glad you're here. Set of wings. One, two, three, like a bird I sing. Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings.
One, two, three, like a bird I sing. Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A tornado tearing right through St. Louis, the death toll rising. A member of the Centennial Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, lost one of its members in the tornado, Reverend Derek Perkins.
I'm a resident here in St. Louis. I was born and raised here, never seen anything like this.
Some 5,000 homes damaged, a search for survivors and casualty under the debris. And a fast-moving storm has left two people dead in Virginia when trees fell on cars, one in Fairfax County, the other just south of Alexandria. An appeal for the public's help. An urgent manhunt in New Orleans. 10 inmates escaping from a jail early Friday morning. The escapees considered armed and dangerous. A number have been captured. A shooting inside of a Las Vegas athletic club leaving two people dead, including the shooter who died later in the hospital. President Trump returning from his Middle East trip Friday night to find hardline Republicans blocking his so-called Big Beautiful Bill from advancing. They want big spending cuts, including for Medicaid. This is ABC News. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a prisoner exchange as part of peace talks in Turkey. Both countries have agreed to present their vision for a ceasefire. President Trump says he wants to meet with Russian President Putin to negotiate an end to the war. Authorities say a teenager in Tennessee notified police that someone from his online gaming community was planning a school shooting in Cottonwood, California. Tehama County Sheriff Dave Kane says that teen is a hero, saying he turned over evidence to investigators.
It was determined the juveniles had built and tested two improvised explosive devices in preparation to use in the attack on the school.
Two teens are facing charges. It's the catch of a lifetime. An angler fishing in the waters of Lake Michigan this week discovered the wreckage of an abandoned tugboat submerged for more than 100 years. The Wisconsin Historical Society says that the ship had been buried at the bottom of the lake until winter storms apparently revealed it. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for cool conditions, gusty winds, and mostly cloudy skies. We may see a little drizzle throughout the day with a high just at 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy and chilly will drop down to 40. Sunday, partly cloudy, not as windy, a little warmer, 63. Sunday night, we'll see clouds build in once again and still chilly with a low of 41. Cloudy and blustery on Monday, a chance of showers south of here with a high of 58. Even cooler on Tuesday, cloudy and windy, rainy most of the day, 54. And the midweek, we warm up a little bit, decreasing clouds and breezy with a high of 64 degrees.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Is tossed, the tassel turned, and a bright future begins for the graduates of Richland Center High School. Congratulations, class of 2025, proudly saluted by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. is a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dead. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
That's Roger Whittaker. Good morning, folks. The We're Exploring Home thermometer 46 with light drizzle in the area. Here's the King.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
Down our long, dusty driveway, didn't want to go, but I said I with tears in my eyes of wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the school bus and his little man and said, Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk, you're walking now, boy. I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time. It's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my own man, boy. I've been in your shoes. Down our long dusty driveway, I set my mind to go. Well, I was 18 and wild and free and a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the world and at his grown man and said, don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. By your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy. I've been in your shoes. Down our long dusty driveway, this time we both would go. Well, he had grown old, his mind was a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, said I know where we're going and I understand. Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time. It's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Yes, I took this walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Bring the entire family to Cross Currents Heritage Center near Blue River, Sunday, May 18th at 2 p.m. for a one-of-a-kind cultural event. The Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe will perform traditional Ho-Chunk drumming and dancing at historic Tippasaukee Farm. There's free admission with registration and plenty of space. Bring a chair or a blanket and enjoy the show under the tent. Register at crosscurrentsheritage.org, located at 14640 State Highway 60, just north of Blue River.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm, parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Taking a look at local sports, the Hornet girls soccer team traveled to Reedsburg on Friday afternoon, which turned out to be a very windy game, and some spotty rain showers hit the area. The Hornets fell 9-1 against the Reedsburg Beavers. The Hornets' lone goal was midway through the first half of a beautifully placed corner kick by Mariah Obde, placed right inside the 6-yard box and finished by Nevaeh Glassbrenner into the back of the net. The Hornets started well in the second half and then just couldn't keep the momentum and gave up a few more goals. The Hornets will now travel to La Crosse this morning for a noon game against Aquinas. One other soccer score to tell you about: Sauk Prairie over Dodgeville Mineral Point, 6-0. It was softball action last night with Richland Center in Dodgeville, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center softball team defeated Dodgeville 1-0 in a Southwest Conference softball game Friday night. The host Hornets continue improved play on the season as they handed the Dodgers a first conference loss after 8 wins to start the season. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher continues to impress as she quieted the tough-hitting Dodgeville lineup with 15 strikeouts, no walks, and she only gave up one hit. Richland Center had 6 hits and scored the only run of the game in the fourth. Maddie McGlynn led off with a single. Kyrie Fisher singled. J.C. Gander laid down a sacrifice bunt. And after getting the out at first base, Dodgeville's high throw to third base wound up down the left field line, and courtesy runner Ava Martin scored. Richland Center also got hits in the game from Carly Meaden and J.C. Gander. Ebony McCorkle doubled, and Abigail Williams tripled. Dodgeville's Ava Lord suffered the pitching loss after striking out 4, not walking a batter, and giving up 6 hits. Emma Doherty broke up the no-hit bid with a 5th-inning single, and that was the only hit for the Dodgers. With the 1-0 victory, Richland Center is now 11-8 overall and 5-4 in the league. They will play at Platteville on Tuesday, finishing out the regular season in the conference. Dodgeville is 15-6 and 8-1. They will play Sauk Prairie on Monday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other softball finals: Prairie to Sheen over River Valley 7-2, Lancaster down Platteville 3-2, Bangor 14, Hillsboro 6, Judah Albany defeated Iowa Grant 8-5, Reedsburg edged DeForest 3-2, and Baraboo got by Sauk Prairie 8-7. Baseball finals from last night: Fenimore 7, Riverdale 6, Cuba City no trouble with Boscobel 13-6, Seneca 3, Westby nothing. It was Brookwood picking up a 7-3 win over North Crawford. Iowa Grant 22, Darlington 13, and Wisconsin Dells defeated Lodi 9-3.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, fueling the airwaves with great music and community warmth. Call 608-524-3914 and fuel your needs.
I'm not looking for a sweetheart, just a gentle lady friend, someone I can softly turn to when I need to now and then. When my head gets kinda tangled, and my soul is lying bare. I reach over in the corner of my life, and I find you waiting there. You're a number I can phone, you're a letter I can write, you're my water when I'm thirsty in the middle of the night. You're a warm and tender body, you're a woman, not a wife, and just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. There's a special kind of feeling when we're simply touching hands. There's a special kind of comfort knowing someone understands. I'm no knight in shining armor, I'll never carry you away, but you're filling up the corner of my life in the nicest kind of way. You're a number I can phone, you're a letter I can write, you're my water when I'm thirsty in the middle of the night. You're a warm and tender body, you're a woman, not a wife, and just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. I can't count the ways you've brightened all the corners.
Bill Anderson from 1973. 527, the Wurtz Learn Home Thermometer showing 46 with light drizzle. Here's one for Zoggy, my friend. Enjoy.
She wore blue. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was all. And warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart
precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. Schmidt
Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
Oh, baby, bye.
I get so lonely.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
If you were here,
we'd do good hugging, kissing, never tire.
I'm
on fire.
You are
my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you.
Why
can't you? Slumber,
oh baby, hold
holding you, it seems.
Oh baby,
I'd give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh baby,
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you.
That's why
I dream about you.
Paperback
holds the bottle and feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. And mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone when the day is done.
WRCO.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili. Perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
At birth-
she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear you.
Classic George Strait, she's going to leave you with a smile. Good morning, kids. It's 5:43. In our journey to the top of the hour, we will have a farm news update just before 6. ABC and then Tony Schumacher all stopping by. Plus, a look at local sports at 6:10. It's all part of your weekend wake-up. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 46. And since midnight, about 0.08 of an inch of rain. Here's local tunes with Donnie.
A lot of stars in the sky, but none of them are alike. There's a lot of people in this world, there's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, been that long, and I hope my feelings aren't all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me just right. She just might be the one. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about
thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
I work for this company, and the pay is great. But every now and then they go and send me out of state. It ain't right to make me spend my nights away from you. All this time I thought my boss was cool. So I worked out the system, Friday morning I'd clock in. I'd sneak off at noon and get clocked out by a friend. Come quitting time I'd be 4 hours down that interstate. But Friday noon my boss was at the gate. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. Said, "Don't get you with me, I'll fire you, friend. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled up my picture view, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. The closer that I get to you, the faster that I roll. About 2 o'clock this morning, I was really flying low. I could see you in your nightgown, waiting at the door. It was hard to keep that pedal off the floor. Well, I heard him hit the siren, I saw the flashing lights. I eased off the pedal and pulled up on the right. I swear that trooper was the biggest cop I'd ever seen. His eyes were hard and his voice was cold and mean. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll run you in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled out my picture of you, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. Honey, when we're old and gray, if you're the first to go, I'll get on my knees and pray St. Peter calls me home. If he asks me why I wanna go before my time, I'll tell him I just gotta get inside. To say, "Where's the fire?" And I'll just grin. To say, "Don't get cute with me, you won't get in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I'll pull out my picture of you, and he'll let me go, cause he'll know where's the fire.
The Cobb and Montford area, that's Lyle Foley and Where's the Fire? 5:50 is the time, 46 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer as we move to Farm News Time with Kathy Mateo.
Our love is on the table, stakes are high. And I thought this was love, so I laid it all on the line. You nearly took everything I away.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Are the corn and wheat markets ignoring demand? I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Clayton Pope, co-owner of Clayton Pope Commodities, tells Brownfield that at least right now, it does look like solid demand is taking a back seat for both the corn and the wheat futures markets.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, which makes the wheat particularly perplexing. I mean, we are the cheapest wheat in the world as far as the major exporters go. And actually, the export sales and inspections have really perked up in recent weeks for wheat. And so the market's just completely ignoring that. And actually, the same is true with corn. I mean, holy cow, the corn bulls, if you go back the last several months, that are looking at the export sales, which have been running ahead of pace. I mean, some of these bulls were almost delirious with how strong this corn market was going to have to be to satisfy all this export demand, and nothing could be further from the truth. This thing has just fallen flat on its face. The old crop, new crop inverse is completely imploded, and this is all amidst, you know, some really good export demand. So, again, it has people kind of scratching their heads. It's one of those times where fundamental analysis would completely have led you astray, because the demand does seem to be there, but apparently the market thinks the carryover as is more than adequate.
Pope does say that one thing the producers and market participants can do is stay patient.
Well, I think we've got to keep our wits about us here. I mean, certainly disappointing action lately. You look at these markets, it's kind of tough to stomach, especially this corn and wheat market. But it's awful early in the growing season. You got to remember that the USDA is assuming absolute record yields for corn and beans, and to come up with the carryovers they did, and those carryovers are on the light side of what the expectations were a week ago. So, you know, any kind of stumbling at all with the weather that might put those record yield expectations in doubt, we would think with these relatively tighter carryovers in play, you would think that the market could be overdue for some kind of increase in the risk premium going forward. So that's our hope going forward here.
The USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production numbers is scheduled for June 12th. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. It was a pretty quiet day for direct cash cattle business Friday. For the week, though, live deals in the South range from $218 to $220. That's a dollar lower to a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in Nebraska were at mostly $358. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was another pretty interesting week at sale barns throughout the state.
All in all, the cash markets remain very strong. Both the index for the 800-pound steer in the 12-state feeding region, as well as the Missouri Stocker Formula, both set all-time new records once again this week. Yearlings, a little scarcer, a lot more calves. A lot of the calves, despite grass conditions, pretty thin-fleshed at several of the barns, and the buyers sure are eager to wrap those up and get them. They gain real well when they turn them out and give them some feed, so a lot of compensatory gain on those. Looking at some of the prices around, we had 89 head of 450-pound steers at Callaway Livestock Center for $454.50, 20 head at Callaway 506-pound steers at $439. The average on those light five weights statewide this week, still above $4 at $408. 22 head of 608-pound steers at Joplin Regional Stockyards for $395. Had a full load of 708-pound steers at Windsor. They sold for $329. The average statewide on those light seven weights at $322. A load of 851-pound steers at Callaway for $311.75. And then a load of 902-pound steers at Wally Brothers Livestock Market in Macon for $297.50. On the heifer side, had 99 head of 525-pound heifers at Joplin on Monday, $371. The average statewide on those light five weights at $360. And then Wally Brothers Livestock Market, they had three loads of those light seven-weight heifers this week, $315.75, the average statewide at $308.
Thanks, Tony. And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs were steady to firm. Feeder pigs were also steady to firm. Demand is moderate to good with light to moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was 48.76, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was 80.05. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
There are certain grocery items that put the pizzazz in a meal. Real maple syrup and freshly ground coffee, house-made peanut butter and farm fresh eggs. These things just take your meal to the next level. Whitaker's Market can fix you up with these items. So with these and many more like them, and the hundreds of deeply